best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243AD Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
96.5 The Cave. Lenawee County Sports.
Hey, Bulldogs fans. It's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Good afternoon and welcome to the ACL Access Show.
Live
it's
from
the
Southern...
14th of December, a nice day afternoon in Lenawee County. In Adrian, my name is Ian Wendt. I have quite a bit to talk about today. We're going to talk some alumni activities. We're going to talk some ACHA men's Division I hockey. We're going to talk some women's ACHA D1 hockey. But before all that, we're going to talk some men's wrestling at AC. The head coach, Bill Schindel, joins me. Bill, how have you been? It's been a little bit. A few matches under your belt this year.
Yeah, it's everything's going real well. Started off the season pretty strong, and you know, here we are at our semester break.
Well, running through my list, somebody wrote down that the team is off to a good start. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. I think anytime first weekend, you knock off the number 10 team in the country at our home event, I think you got to say that we're off to a good start. So, and then since then, we've competed at a pretty high level throughout the last few tournaments. So we changed it up this year. This year we took a little bit different of approach and ended up scheduling all individual tournaments for the first semester. We had two kind of duels, one non-scoring event, and then the Adrian Santa duel. But outside of that, we got rid of all dual meets and just did an individual tournament so that we can make sure that we can kind of continue to grow our depth and see where guys are at. You know, right now, we're carrying about a little over 40 guys, so just doing duels was kind of only focusing on. We want to continue to develop, as we kind of grow at a very high level.
So last year you took the more duels approach, and you felt like this year you wanted to.
Just at our end of the year meetings with our individuals, just having those conversations, we really wanted to kind of make first semester or make kind of the season like a two season type thing. So first semester, we're just going to focus on all individuals so that we can, obviously our high end guys are placing high, winning tournaments. We're making the small adjustments, but then our incoming freshmen or our low end guys who are kind of developmental, they're still getting 2, 3, 4 matches every weekend, and then we're able to make adjustments with those guys and help them instead of taking that dual approach. It's kind of, which, last year I think our varsity team had a great record, and I think, we scheduled a dual season for the second team. And I think they went like 10-2 or 10-3 last year. So I was, and that was against varsity competition. So like,
okay.
our second team was beating varsity level programs. And that was a great experience and obviously gave us great results. I just felt like our depth had continued to grow. And so we didn't want to just focus on our ones and twos. Like there's some guys in there that, are our quote unquote third string guys that really are going to get an opportunity later on in their career that I want to make sure that we focus on them early on too. So
talking men's wrestling with their coach, Bill Schindel, with all the invitationals and individual things, does that give you the opportunity to play some more top end competition? I mean, when it's a duel, it's obviously just you and another school. Maybe you match up better or not against this team. So if you go to an invite, you're going to get, 30, 40 teams, however many show up for that type of thing.
Yeah, so that was another part in this process is our first 5 weekends, we only saw 3 teams twice. So, you think about, okay, like at the Adrian invite, we had 15 teams. you know, the next weekend there was another like 15 teams. So over that course, we got to see like 60 different teams, and only three teams that did we see twice. So it was a very good kind of mix of competition, which again is great, you know, great for our guys.
So one of the few duels you had was very recently. Saturday you hosted the crosstown rival Siena Heights, came out with a 42-7 win. They're a program that's, you know, the same place we were at probably 4, 5, 6 years ago. What's it like to wrestle in a match like that with a school that's just down the road?
Yeah, I think it's good for our guys. You know, we don't really get to see them, right? So like we talk about all these invitationals that we're going to. You know, we saw 65 teams. We really don't run into NAIA schools very much. So I think it's just a good thing for the county. It's a good thing for wrestling here, right? Like, I think it just goes to show that there's so many options for these guys, for high school kids that, you know, if you want to stay close to home, that there's a lot of good options. So, you know, Coach Mayer is doing a great job over there, you know, continuing to build. Obviously we got an 8-year jump start on them or a 5-year jump start on them. So, you know, but I think they'll continue to grow. They're doing a lot of great things. So, you know, stealing a few of our Adrian grads with Coach Isaiah over there. You know, he was a 2-time All-American for us. And so, you know, he's going to help them continue to grow and develop young men. So it's just a fun, good thing to be a part of. You know, I think we look at it as something that, hey, we can kind of end our semester with going into a duel and then make adjustments. But, you know, as much as that, like, obviously, you know, I'm a competitor and we want to win everything. Really, you know, our focus is as we get into this time, like, what do we need to do to go kind of win a conference championship again? And it's tough, right? Like, I think, you know, this year we'll have three teams in the conference that are on the verge of being top 25 teams in the country. And so, you know, really we're trying to put ourselves in line to kind of peak at the right time for that.
Speaking of peaking, talking with all the winter sports coaches and the student athletes, this is just a long season,
yeah.
Right? I mean, you start in late October, sometimes middle November, and you go until March.
Yeah.
I mean, so how have you taken that approach this year? I know you wanted to do these invitationals, but I mean, how do you, to quote Coach D'Antonio, how do you keep the lion in the cage for so long?
Yeah, so one approach that we took, so again, back to our season end meetings last year, guys talked about just wanting a little bit more of a break. So normally in the past, what we've done is we'll compete basically the weekend before Christmas, give them a week off, and then they come back. So kind of multiple things happen. They talked about wanting a little bit of a break, so we kind of calculated that. Then this year, just the way the semester ended, so we've already ended our finals week. Like, so we're already out of finals and our guys don't come back or the general students don't come back until mid-January because the semester doesn't start that late.
Right.
So with that in consideration, and then the MIAA, we actually voted as a group this year because the season actually – the end of the season actually got pushed back. So you talk about – we've actually extended the year even later, just the way the calendar fell. Last year, January 3rd, we had a conference duel. This year, that our first conference duel will be January 18th. So, we talked about it as a staff, and I just took the approach that I said, we're going to do an individual tournament season here for kind of make it a 6-week kind of thing. Hey, we'll start November 1st. We're going to be done that second week of December. We'll get our competition in on the weekends. We'll have, you know, we did a non-scoring event with Henry Ford. Then we'll do Siena Heights and go on break. We sent our guys home. They're going to get a 2-week break right now to kind of decompress, relax. Right after Christmas, we're going to come back. We're going to train for 2.5 weeks and then get ready for kind of what I would call the dual meet season. So we're going to, you know, at that point now, once January 18th hits, every week our varsity guys are going to be competing in a high-end duel. All our extra guys on the weekends will be competing in an individual tournament. Still getting competition, still competing. So The way we're handling it is kind of splitting those seasons up, giving them a little bit of a break now, hopefully not too long that nobody's coming in
overweight,
all fat, happy off of Christmas cookies and things of that nature. But
yes,
give them a little bit of a break, let them relax. That came, you know, student-led, what I would call student-led data, or they were the pushing force. They asked for a little bit of a break from last year. So we're giving them 2 weeks right now. Come back. We'll have plenty of time to get back. You know, I know that, you know, our guys are very self-motivated, so they're not at home sitting on the couch not doing anything. They're going to be still getting their workouts in, still doing that. But be able to spend some quality time at home. And I think that's the great thing about Division III athletics is we are able to juggle a lot of that, right? They're student-athletes first. They're able to focus on their academics, be a student, and then have a great experience in athletics. And then in instances like this, we're able to give them a little bit of a break and spend some quality family time, and then come back and you know, continue to go be an athlete and do that. It doesn't have to be so Division I like, where it's just you spend 300 or 365 days on campus. We can send them home for a little bit, enjoy that. And I, you know, being a Division III guy, I think that's the great part about Division III athletics. So we've taken that approach, send them home a little bit. Now, we don't look great on January 18th. Now, maybe I'll never do this again.
Different tone. Yeah.
Looking ahead, Coach, to January and the conference season, with us winning the league last year, I mean, I think that just elevates everybody in the league. And you mentioned teams on the verge of being top 25. You know, you got us, the Bulldogs, Albion, Olivet, Alma, and Trine on the schedule. I mean, it's going to be different with a target on your back this year, right?
Absolutely. We've talked about that all first semester, just with our guys, just about how different it is. We've, you know, when I first got here, right, the program was 0-15, struggled to get a full lineup in. We struggled to get a win. So, to me, climbing the hill is a whole lot easier than maintaining on top of that hill. And so we've really talked to the guys a lot about the different approaches, because up to these last couple of years, we've just been able to be the guys that go out, shake somebody's hand and say, like, we're trying to knock these guys off. Now they have to understand that when you put that singlet on, that there are people that go, like, I want to beat this guy just because of where he's from. And
right.
what that means. And obviously that's a great thing that you take pride in that, but you also understand that you can't take a day off. You can't think that, oh man, we're going to be okay. Like the level has to elevate. So, I feel good where our program's at. We've had a lot of great mental preparation talks. We've done a lot of work, you know, in the weight room, on the mat. I think the guys have handled it really well, but at the end of the day, you never know until the fire's here. Right. So, you know, I hope and pray that we've done enough. But at the end of the day, like, we just got to take it one match at a time. So,
one more for you with that, people going after the Bulldogs not being the defending champ. Have you talked to other coaches on campus that have won league titles or won at the different level, like, you know, to help you with the guys and their approach?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I was lucky early in my career, being at Mount Union. One of my mentors was Coach Karras, who won 13 national titles in football. And so he was a very great mentor of mine. But then, you know, guys like Coach Graney and Coach Krug, who've obviously won at very high successful level and multiple World Series appearances and a national championship. And I've really leaned heavy on those guys, you know, early in my career and now even now. You know, probably talk to each of them once a week, just about different approaches, different things. And right, for me, at the end of the day, coaching is coaching. Doesn't matter what sport. And so you bounce ideas off of each other, and then you continue to build that way. So,
Coach, do you know when your next match is or when the next home meet is?
So January 18th is the next competition.
Okay.
That is at Albion. That is a Thursday. That following Tuesday, so what, we're 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd. So I think January 23rd will be the next home competition against Alma. So we go We go that Thursday at Albion, 5 days later, whatever that is.
That's a quick turnaround.
And then we host Alma at our place. So.
All right, Coach. Well, I appreciate the time. Go enjoy yourself. It's the party for the Bulldog coaches. Bill Schindel joining me with men's wrestling. Thanks so much, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. You're tuned into the AAC All Access Show here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. We're going to talk some ACHA Women's Division I hockey with their head coach, Carter Clark. That's coming up right after this break here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Cheer on the men's basketball team at 7 p.m. on Monday, December 18th, and the women's basketball team has a 6 p.m. start on Wednesday, the 20th.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's no time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $34.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too, don't forget the ball sauces too, ball sauces too, ball sauces too, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits, a $25 Frickers gift card, and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks, ball sauces too.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the AC All Access Show. I have great access to coaches here today. It's the holiday party, the Christmas party, celebrating a successful semester at Adrian College for athletics. My name is Ian Wentz. Coming up later in the show, we're going to be talking with Alumni Director Jenny Carlson. We'll be talking with Gary Estalos, the ACHA Men's Division I coach. And we just had a conversation with the men's wrestling coach, Bill Sindel. Right now, talking with Carter Clark, the ACHA Women's Division I coach. Bulldogs ranked number 3 in the country with a record of 14-4-1. So, Coach, I'd say semester one was a pretty good success.
Yeah, it was. We played well. A little bit ups and downs to start, but our last 8 games, we were 7-0-1, so ended pretty hot and have a tough look second semester and hoping to keep rolling as we go into the end.
Most recently, a win in the tie against Indiana Tech, ranked as well. Takeaways from that weekend?
Yeah, that's a fun weekend always. They were ranked 9th. They're a good team. They're a team that we always seek to find in the end of the year. Played them in CCWHA playoffs and in national. They're a good team, and they're not a big fan of us, so they always play us well. And
that's called a rival, I think.
Yeah. they always give us our best game, and it was actually ACHA. We came out all firing on all cylinders. We're able to get the win, and then didn't have our best game going into their rink, but went down 3-1, and were able to fight back and get a tie.
Oh, that's right, winning the tie against Tech.
Yeah.
5-1 in the conference. Could you remind our listeners again of the makeup of the conference?
Yeah. So there's 2 pods, 2 sides. So our side is Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, Concordia, Ann Arbor, and U of M Dearborn. So some pretty local, opponents. And then we always play crossover games against the other side as well. So this year our crossover opponents were Grand Valley and Indiana Tech. So
okay. So that makes the home and homes pretty simple. You don't play a 2-game series at someone's location. You split it up.
Usually you go on the road for one and home for one. So it helps a lot. Travel's super minimal when it comes to interconference play. But we usually try to schedule some big non-conference road trips and play some highly ranked opponents that maybe are a little bit further away as well.
Learning a lot about ACHA. You can schedule quite a few games. I mean, quite a few more than the NCAA squad. So where are you at the season? Are you truly at the halfway point, or What's the calendar?
I'd say we're about 60%.
Okay.
We're a little, maybe a little bit over, 65. We played 19 games. We have 31 total without playoffs and nationals.
Okay.
So we've got probably 12 regular season games, and then I would say two for playoffs, and hopefully all four nationals all the way.
Absolutely. Got a lot of stats here about players on your team. We got the leading scorer on your squad, 13 goals, Haley Wiltshire. Hope I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
13 goals in 19 games. That's a very good average.
Yeah. She's pretty done pretty well so far. She's got a knack for around the neck, or around the net. Sorry. And she's, you know, in that net front spot on the power play, seems to always find her stick on the puck and always bangs home rebounds. And she's been playing well, and she moves her feet, plays in all roles, and has been a big part to our success.
Like the Thomas Holmstrom role, just annoying in front of the net.
Annoying in front of the net.
Dirty goals.
It's underneath some people's skin, and it's great.
Next up on the team, Rhea Peterson. Sorry about that. 10 goals. Again, that's a pretty good average for 19 games.
Yeah. Someone who has stepped up in a big way for us. Definitely had quite a bit of production last year, but wasn't in that top tier, you know, of three scorers that we had, and has been really what needed the most, stepped up and scored some big goals for us. So, you know, has played well and has definitely pushed the pace and is what we needed from her.
Peterson and Allison Shaw, according to my numbers here, tied for the lead in points on the team with 24. So that, doing the math, Allison Shaw picks up a lot of assists.
A lot of assists. Yeah, she's our, she logs a lot of minutes on the back end. She's a defenseman, leading the entire country in points for defensemen right now. You know, is ultimate competitor. So runs the power play, plays in all shapes and sizes, and is really what we need on the back end. And, you know, it pushes the pace from the back end and helps dictate the game for us.
I mean, just looking at these numbers, goals per game scored, goals given up on average, less than 1.5 for Chloe Burt in goal. How does she have four losses, giving up 1.5 goals a game? What's going on there?
Yeah, we played some good opponents, and we lost the heartbreaker 1-0, lost the game 2-1, and lost the game 3-2 as well. So
that's how that works.
A couple heartbreakers, and we've also done really well defending in the games that we have won. We have a lot of 3-0, 4-0, 5-0 wins. I think she's got 5 or 6 shutouts on the year. And I think coming into the Indiana Tech weekend, we had given up less than 1 goal per game. So we've only given up 16 goals against and 17 games, something like that.
Talking with Coach Carter Clark with the ACHA Women's D1 team at Adrian College. People think Bulldog hockey, they think scoring. Are you really focusing on that defensive approach, or is it just the team you have that like playing defense?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. Sometimes you just don't get the bounces and don't get the goals, and you got to be able to play defense too. I'm definitely not, you know, defensive-minded, you know, coach, I would say. You know, we've got a good back end, and we've got reliable forwards that play well, and then we've got a good goalie, and, you know, we don't give up very much, and some days, you know, we're fine in the puck in the net, and other days, you know, we're not, and it's good to have, you know, that back end solid, and we're not going to give up too much on a game basis.
Yeah, I mean, looking at even your top backup goalie, a 4-0 record, 4 shutouts for Jordan Hunt.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good safety blanket. Like, when you need to give Chloe the day off, you can go with a very reliable backup.
Yeah. She we had a stretch there where Chloe was a little banged up and gave Jordan a couple games and came in and didn't let up a goal for 3 games. And that's just kind of what you need.
Do the girls play a little different? I think it's the same for every team, but like when you go with your second goalie, players play a little bit differently in front.
Yeah, I think there's full confidence between both of them. They're very different people, styles of play. Chloe's a lot more energetic, and you know, when she's playing well, she's feeling it, and everybody can tell. And and Jordan's pretty even keel. You don't really know what's going on with her, and it's very calming, I think. Almost too calm at times. But,
trying to figure out what's going on on the bench.
Yeah.
Is she okay?
Yeah.
All right,
but
I guess it's fine.
But she's been solid this year. They both have, and that's good going forward. Like, you know, we have a couple of big weekend stretches, and having both of them available is great.
Going through the stats here provided by Sports Information, Mike Prang, Captain Tess McCarro.
Mm-hmm.
Say that right. Okay. Leads the team in assists, and I think that's a good number to lead in when you're a captain, right?
Yeah. You know, last year she was our best player at Nationals by far, you know, kind of took the game over. And this year she's been a little snake bit when it's come to scoring. But I keep telling her, you know, like, you might have had five chances to score. You might not have scored on them, but you still had two assists. Like, you're still playing well, and you got to kind of push through. And even when the puck's not going in the net, it's she's still producing and playing at a high level. And her two teammates are Rhea and Haley, who have 23 goals combined. So when your two teammates have 10 and 13 goals, it's kind of hard to, you know, there's only so many goals to go around. So she's playing well and still getting chances. I think once, you know, my dad always told me, you know, if you're getting the chances, there's no reason to be concerned. Just keep playing your game, and eventually you'll break through.
It seems like, obviously, the team is rolling pretty well, 14-4-1, number three in the country. What about you as a coach and as your staff, you know, this being your second year, right,
mm-hmm.
on the bench? From year one to year two, you're kind of – you obviously have your feet wet, but what's it like – what's it been like for you?
Yeah, it's been good. It's definitely – first semester last year was – a little bit less adversity, I think, we battled, and second semester was definitely where we battled and ran into some hiccups. But this year, you know, we hit some roadblocks early, and I definitely was more equipped to handle it. And, you know, we just got to, you know, get back on the saddle and keep pushing. Like, you know, 31 game regular season, like, you're going to have some hiccups and some games where you don't play your best. And, you know, being a team that have dominated in this area for a while, like, everybody wants to beat us, everybody wants to play us hard, and we've got to, you know, relay that message to the team that, you know, you're not going to be able to just play a, you know, average game and be able to dominate teams like you have in the past. Like, everybody's going to play at their top level, and we've got to play at our top level. So, you know, I think we finally figured out our game a little bit, got a little bit of jam going, and we're going to go into the second semester hot for sure, and hopefully go on a run.
I was going to say, looking at your next game, it's over a month.
Yeah.
How are you handling that?
Yeah. Fortunately for us, our first two games of the year were arguably maybe our best two games. You know, we came out and dominated right from the start, and I think we're just going to basically look at second semester as a start of a new year. You know, you had 5 weeks off. You know, they'll come back, we'll have a mini training camp and just hit the reset button a little bit and go into second semester looking at it as a fresh season. You know, we're 0-0 and you gotta win to keep moving on.
To me, that just seems crazy that you can take a 5 month break in the middle of the season, you know, from fall sports where it's like maybe you get a week off to winter where it's like, right, you gotta stack all these wins and they got time off and then you're going back into it. Is the team going to be off campus? I know their break is pretty much till the middle of January. Are they coming back sooner, or how does that go?
We'll be back on early part of January, so we'll have a couple of weeks of practice. You know, it sucks not playing games, but, you know, for my girls from Western Canada, my girls from Canada, Ontario, whatever, that aren't able to get home all the time, it's good for them. You know, we were banged up a little bit, just some nagging injuries to some of our girls. Like, go home, reset, you know, heal up, and we'll come back. And I'm not too concerned about it. We just need to have a good mentality coming back and, you know, be prepared for the second half, which is kind of a gauntlet. You know, you play some tough opponents. You know, we still got Michigan, who's ranked number four, Indiana Tech again, Liberty, who's number two, U of M Dearborn, who's number 10, Niagara, we start, who's number 14, you know, we don't really have any more weekends off. So to have this break and have everybody recharge the batteries, move forward on a positive note, I'm looking forward to it.
Because it's going to be a sprint when you get back.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. looking forward to that, keeping track of your Bulldogs. We've been talking with Carter Clark, the head coach of the ACHA Women's Division I team at Adrian College. Coach, good to catch up, and have a nice Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and get back at it on the 20th.
All right, thanks. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you. And once again, Carter Clark with the ACHA Women's Division I hockey team at Adrian College, number 3 in the country. They are back on the ice. They're home against Niagara University on January 20th and 21st. We're going to take a break. We're going to turn it over to the men's ACHA Division I side with their coach, Gary Ostalos. I think they might be having a little battle here between who can be ranked higher. He's number 2 in the country, so maybe some bragging rights at the Arrington, but we'll see. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. It's the ACL Access Show here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Cheer on the men's basketball team at 7 p.m. on Monday, December 18th, and the women's basketball team has a 6 p.m. start on Wednesday, the 20th.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's no time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $34.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too, don't forget the ball sauces too, ball sauces too, ball sauces too, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits, a $25 Frickers gift card, and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks, ball sauces too.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the ACL Access Show here on the 14th of December, 2023. My name is Ian Wendt. It's a holiday slash Christmas party for the Adrian College coaching staff. I'm here this afternoon. Happy to just be here and be a part of it. A lot of coaches in a very small space. We're going to be talking some ACHA Men's Division I hockey with the head coach, Gary Ostalos. His squad is 19-2 on the season. They are 9-0 in the conference, ranked number 2 in the country. That being said, Gary, good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, last time you were on the Cave, we had a big-time home-and-home way back when with Ohio University. Unfortunately, maybe I was bad luck. That was one of the two on the season. But you went down there and took care of business against the Bobcats. With that included, you have to be pretty happy with the 19-2 start.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have a really young team, really young group. We have 10 freshmen, and a lot of those guys are in the lineup every night. So it's been fun seeing these guys progress throughout the year and really develop. And very energetic group, very youthful group, and they're a lot of fun.
Looking at some of the point leaders for your team, you can't talk about this team without Sam Spade and Matteo DiGiulio. They lead the team with 30 points apiece. Spade and Nash Hatcher lead the team with 14 goals. I mean, these are becoming or already household names, and it sounds like they're living up to the name on the front and on the back of their jersey.
Yeah, absolutely. These guys are, you know, huge parts of our team, and Sam Spade coming back from and we're very fortunate to have those guys back. And Matteo wearing the C for us has been an ultimate leader, ultimate captain, and been very fortunate to have him. And you mentioned Nash in there as well, and I think he has really elevated his game his senior year, and he's been really good too.
Yeah, so I mean, it sounds like you have a great mix. You started off talking about the freshmen and the youth, but then your production, at least right now, is coming from the veterans. I think that's a good mix, right? If you want to construct a team, that's how you want it to be.
Yeah, I think if you look at, you know, our points across the board, it's pretty diverse and it's pretty spread out. And, you know, our guys have been competing especially this that second half of the first half. I think if you look at a lot of our scores, it's been depth that's been winning us in some of these games.
Talking with Coach Gary Estalos with the ACHA Men's Division I team at Adrian College. I believe you've played some teams with numbers in front of their names as well. So a very competitive start to the season, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had some big series with, you know, Liberty, Ohio, Niagara, Indiana Tech. This has definitely been probably the first, you know, the toughest first semester I've seen in the 8 years here. So, you know, that was a goal for us, was to make, you know, our schedule stronger. And I think you've seen that here in this first semester.
Yeah, without question. Turning to the last line of defense, Noah DeCotney's is your obviously starting goalie. He has a very impressive 13-2 record and a 1.41 goals against average with 5 shutouts. I mean, what more can you say about him?
He's our backstop, man. He's, you know, not only a great goalie, but a great kid. You know, he's everything you want in a leader. And if he wasn't a goalie, he'd have a letter on his sweater too. So he's been unbelievable. He's a great mentor to Peyton Trask, our freshman, who's been really good. And then we also have Dylan Knight back there too, who's the ultimate team glue guy. So we got 3 tendies back there that we trust in all of them, and they're all really good kids too.
There's obviously things that you must do as a coach, but hearing about this team, in some ways, can they kind of coach themselves, especially on game day on the ice? You don't need to bark out so many orders. They kind of know, hey, this is what coach wants us to do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's in our culture too. Like, they want to hold themselves accountable. And, I think that's probably led to the success for sure. So we're a players-led program, and yeah, I think seen the proof in the pudding here.
Talking with Gary Estalos, the ACHA Men's Division I hockey. How many conference games have you played so far this year, and the next semester, is it mainly conference games, or what's the schedule makeup?
Yeah, so I think we played 9 conference games so far.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're 9 at home. Sorry.
Yep. And so, yep, we'll have, I think, another 7 games, I believe. And then our conference tournament is hosted by Eastern Michigan in mid-February. So, and we got some big ones, too. Calvin, they're ranked top 15. Grand Valley's ranked top 15. So we got some big ones here before the tournament.
I mean, in the world of hockey and the grand scope of things, it seems like this area is hockey. I mean, talking with Coach Clark on the conferences, you know, within this central, southern, a little western, is that kind of what you see? Is, you know, we're kind of becoming a mini hotbed of hockey.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you've seen a lot of colleges in our geographic footprint, Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, that are really supporting their hockey programs under their athletic department. So I think that's a huge part of it, especially as enrollment-driven schools. They're really getting behind hockey and growing their enrollment. And I think.
So speaking of a few of these schools, we obviously have some business to take care of this year, play in the last game of the year and win that game. But it was announced recently, Coach, that you will be joining a new conference next year. They're going to call it the Great Lakes 6 Hockey Conference, or the GL6. What was the reasoning behind that move? Or what you can tell us?
Yeah, yeah. I think the biggest thing is league parity is probably really important. You know, over these past few years, you sometimes see some of those 12-0 scores. And this is an opportunity for us to make sure those games are always competitive in our league. So it's great. Like, these 6 teams had hope next year as well when they move up to Division I. And then you still have the Great Lakes Collegiate League. They've added Northwood and Saginaw Valley's moving up to Division One. So they'll have six teams. They'll have an automatic qualifier for the national tournament. So it's really a win-win situation for both of these separate conferences. So for us, we're really fired up. We think as a group, we could be the most competitive conference in the country. That's our goal, and something we're really excited about.
With that, too, you kind of shrink the number of teams in your league, which obviously opens up your schedule to play some ranked non-conference teams. Is that an added benefit, too?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's part of it. So we'll only have 10 conference games, which is awesome. That allows us to play anyone else we want in the country and try and schedule the best opponents that we can schedule. So, like I said, I think it's a win-win. Get as many competitive games on our schedule as we can, and I think it'll be good.
Talk with Gary Estalos with the ACHA Men's Division I hockey team at Adrian College. Next game is an exhibition. I'm going to do my best to read off this name. Andre Laurendeau Boomerang.
That's good, yeah.
That's good, okay. A Canadian junior team. Junior team, that's a deceptive name, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, Craig Barnett gave our name to the general managers there. His name's Claude, really good guy, played at Kent State. And they called us. They're looking to do a little college swing. And we were able to get him on our schedule, and we're going to give him a campus tour, a pregame skate, kind of the whole shebang here to show him everything about Adrian College. And then it gives our guys a tune-up before we start with conference games with Eastern and Western that next weekend. So a huge recruiting opportunity for us that we're really excited about, these guys that normally we wouldn't get out to Quebec to watch play in person.
Gary, do you know who else they're going to go around and exhibition with?
Yeah, we're working on that right now. We're hoping it's going to be Kent State, but they're still kind of working with their rink and when their kids are supposed to get back. Okay. And if Kent State doesn't work, we got a couple other options.
One final look here. We have your next game, aside from an exhibition, January 11th, home against Western. It seems like you kind of get the short end of the stick in terms of when you come back to play. That seems early compared to these other sports.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's interesting because the class schedule is about a week later than it's previously been. So, you know, usually we're back even earlier. So, you know, we're excited, though. We're not going to get a ton of practice before that game, but, you know, we're excited to get back and, you know, get on this little two-month run here.
So is it are you home first and then you go to Western, or is it a one game, or are you the second?
It's a one game series.
Okay.
So the last year of everyone in this conference, you can either play every team once or twice. So some of those teams, Eastern and Western, we're only going to play in a single game series.
All right. So a single standalone game, January 11th at the Arrington Ice Arena, Bulldogs and Broncos from Western Michigan. Been talking with the ACHA Men's Division I coach, Gary Estalos, ranked number 2 in the country. Congratulations on that, and best of luck moving forward, and have a happy holiday.
Thank you so much, and happy holidays to you as well.
Thanks, Gary. And we're going to take a quick timeout. We are going to expand our reach and talk about alumni opportunities with Jenny Carlson. She's the alumni director at Adrian College. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll have Jenny to talk to us. Last time we talked to her, I was told that she was the homecoming queen. And I'm just going to keep saying that, just keep embarrassing her live on the radio. This is the ACL Access Show here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Cheer on the men's basketball team at 7 p.m. on Monday, December 18th, and the women's basketball team has a 6 p.m. start on Wednesday, the 20th.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's no time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $34.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too. Don't forget the ball sauces too. Ball sauces too. Ball sauces too. Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want. Frickin' chicken chunks.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the ACL Access Show. But I know you never left, so I don't know what I'm welcoming you back for. My name is Ian Wentz. We're talking with Jenny Carlson, the alumni director at Adrian College. Also, homecoming queen, if you didn't know that already, now you do. She's everything alumni. Connected with the school or know how you can do more, contact her office. All right, we talked about this. We're going to get into some nitty-gritty details. The big announcement recently, coming up at the end of January, it's the Detroit Pistons night with men's basketball, taking on the Trine University Thunder. That's a big, big, big night for Bulldog fans to come up and watch the game and take part in some alumni activities, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, we're really excited. I've been working with some alums in the Pistons organization, actually some that I went to school with. So we started the Pistons College Night for Adrian College in 2019, and we had about 25 people show up. The next year we went to 80. Last year it was 150. So we earned our spot to officially be a Pistons College Night.
Yeah,
and we were able to make the game happen with the Bulldogs and Trine after.
I think that's a big part of it is, you know, I've seen plenty of, you know, you go to a Tigers game and it's just alums going to the game. This is, you're going to the venue and the Bulldogs are playing in it. So that's a nice little added angle. If people want to go to that event, it's on Sunday the 28th of January. What do they do for that?
Yeah, they can go to any of our social media pages. It's linked as tickets on the basketball schedule page on the website. Tickets start at $33 and go up from there. So we have lots of different sections available. Ticket purchasers get to go to the Pistons game. They get admission into the Bulldogs game. We have a co-branded Detroit basketball and Adrian College crew neck, and then there is a donation that goes back to the assist club.
Sounds like a very involved night up in Detroit. Another alumni event, it's going to be a couple weeks before that, but hockey teams, the NCAA teams are playing at down in Toledo the 6th of January. Women are playing at 2, the men at 5:15. You can find information there on adrianbulldogs.com or social media or on the app. Women will play Trine and men play Aurora. Let's go back a little bit, Jenny, with Giving Tuesday. And Wednesday morning after Giving Tuesday, I was on the bus with the NCAA women's hockey team, and Coach Skelly and those girls were like hawks on that page. It looked like a very successful day for Bulldog Giving Tuesday.
It was a great, great Giving Tuesday. Coach Skelly and myself have known each other for a long time. The texts do not stop for 24 hours plus with him.
Yeah.
So the night before, 10:30 at night, the night before, he's asking questions all day long. How many donors? And then the next day, he was sending videos, text messages, what's the final numbers, all day long. So we had a goal of 135,000 $1,000 raised and 425 donors. We passed that, raising over $150,000 and 700 donors, but Athletic showed up. So they raised over $90,000 and had over 600 donors alone. So it was a really good day for athletics.
Yeah, I'd say so. Also, we need to say that Sean's team won just about every category, right?
Yes. So we had this awesome challenge for the coaches. They could only win one, but all the categories were technically won by Coach Skelly.
Yeah. He's probably not listening. He's in Europe, so we're all set. A stream, 965.
And we always got to give Coach.
I think that's part. Jenny, other than, which looked like a very good success and just sets the bar for next year, right? You know, up in things in years to come. With, you know, just alumni opportunities, I think me living here now, I'm kind of plugged in and it's like, oh, yeah, we're doing this and that. How do you reach out to alums or, you know, how does that work? I mean, people graduate and then they live there. You direct alumni.
The biggest thing that we ask is that people keep us updated with their contact information. So obviously email is the best way to get a hold of people. So if we don't have an updated email, you may not hear from us. We do a couple of different mailings throughout the year, which are, again, other points, touch points.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't have updated home addresses, you may not get that. We're big on social media, and we have our own alumni app as well. So that's how you stay up to date with the alumni office.
I think the perception of not just Bulldog alumni, but alumni of schools is they're just asking me for money. Yes, you do, right, in a weird way, but it's more than that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I am part of the alumni and development office. Of course, we're going to ask for money. But we know that it's about building relationships, keeping people engaged with the college, getting them back to remembering, you know, what times were like when you were here and the opportunities we have for these students. I mean, we have basketball playing in Little Caesars Arena this year. We have two hockey teams playing in a professional setting at the Walleyes Arena. So there's opportunities athletically, but there's opportunities across the board for our students. Our sports management team has been to the Super Bowl. They've been to NCAA or the NHL All-Star Game. So my other area is letting alums know what we can do for these students and how they can help that way too. So plus I want to have fun with our alums.
Makes sense to me. Jenny Carlson, the alumni director at Adrian College, talking to me on AC All Access today. One of my other notes I have here, it says to ask Jenny about any additional alumni opportunities. How can alumni get more involved? What's going on in this winter season?
Well, I mean, we're obviously working on our schedule for other events for alumni. So we always go down to Florida at the end of February, early March. So we will be finalizing that trip and where our events will be in Florida this year.
Who are we, alumni that sign up?
Yeah, any alumni.
Okay.
Yep. So
I might want to go to Florida. I don't know.
Well, and it kind of works out where it's some people's spring break. So that is a good timeline for people visiting the state on top of our alums that live in Florida.
Okay.
I'm working with Coach Rainey on a potential gathering when his team plays in Greensboro, North Carolina. We're working with the Pittsburgh Pirates for an event in June.
Ooh.
Just whatever we can get people together at.
And I know we're focusing on athletics today, but it's not just athletics that people can get involved in with your office.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities with the Career Planning Office for internships. We have an event called Take a Bulldog to Work Day where alums will contact the Career Planning Office and sign up, and a student will go and shadow them all day. We have professors who bring alums back to actually give lectures or be guest speakers in their class. Yeah, there's lots of different opportunities. We have the planetarium on campus. There's open shows for that. Theater department. Our choir is amazing. They have shows, so.
Yeah, I wanted to go to lessons and carols. I tried to when I can and I'm around. I just happen to be in Wisconsin with Coach Kelly and his girls. But it sounds like plenty of opportunities. How would you say, I know you're always trying to improve it, how would you say our alumni network, if you will, is? Is it getting stronger?
Yeah, I definitely think it is. I've always said this is the hardest task, though. If I don't have contact information for someone, then there is potential we don't have contact with them. So I think really pushing all avenues, our social medias, we have a email that goes out bi-weekly called Bulldog Bite that goes out to all our constituents. And then, again, the website, we try to keep that up to date. And wherever we can just try and have touch points.
Again, Jenny Carlson talking with me, the alumni director at Adrian College. I mean, winter is here. You're done planning for winter. You kind of alluded to spring, you know, maybe taking a couple trips or opportunities with baseball. When you think spring around college time, you think graduation. And is that another time where you can bring alumni back to campus and try to, you know, show off the place a little bit?
Yeah, so obviously the last time I was on here, we talked about homecoming. And that's our biggest fall event. So what I'm trying to figure out is the best spring event, where we can get a ton of people back on campus again. But we live in Michigan.
Right.
So it's like,
yeah.
Can we do a golf outing?
Maybe.
Don't know what April and May are going to look like on campus, because it gives them, you know, the interaction with how campus is. So I've been looking at a black and gold gala. That will not be this year, obviously, but that is in my work. And then whatever we can do to get out and about and visit with people.
If by chance there's alumni listening right now that want to get involved with the school, maybe, you know, they graduated 5, 10 years ago, and like, all right, I'm in a good spot now. I want to get connected. Jenny, how can they get in contact with you and your office?
Yeah, I mean, the easiest way is our email is alumniconnect@adrian.edu. The adrian.edu website that has all of the connection points to our office. That's where you can donate. That's where you can look at all of our academic stuff. And then obviously, if athletics-wise, they have their own website as well.
All right. Did I miss anything? I think we hit all the bullet points. Did you have anything else you wanted to throw out there today?
No, I think that's pretty much everything. So if there are Bulldogs on here, we hope to have you back on campus soon.
I have been talking with the reigning homecoming queen and the alumni director at AD College, Jenny Carlson. Jenny, thank you, and hopefully you come back on again.
All right.
Once again, you are tuned into the ACL Access Show here on 96.5 FM and streaming on 965thecave.com. Thank you to our coaches that were on with me, Bill Schindel with men's wrestling, Carter Clark, the ACHA Women's Division One coach, Gary Estalos with the ACHA Division One men's team, and I just spoke with Jenny Carlson, the alumni director at Adrian College. That's going to do it for me for this edition of the ACL Access Show. Big thanks to all our Bulldog fans out there listening and our listeners on 96.5 The Cave. For John Kane back in our studios, I'm Ian Wentz saying so long from this edition of the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 95thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.
Southeast Michigan, WLEN, HD2, W243, AD, Adrian, 96.5, The Cave.